Bye.
Chapter. I know that many times that's unfamiliar with people, amen, but to get the gist of the thought that we're dealing with, amen, we need to read the entire chapter of the Word of God. We may not be much longer than that in the preaching. We'll just see what the Lord has for us, amen. Daniel chapter number 5, verse number 1. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the gold and silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. But they're having a real party, ain't they?
Right.
And they brought the golden vessels, which were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came up forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him. I tell you what, when God comes and breaks up a party, buddy,
right,
business picks up,
right,
don't it?
Right.
So that the joints of his loins were loose, and his knees smote one against another. And the king cried aloud to bring the astrologers and the Chaldeans and the soothsayers, and the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be third ruler in the kingdom. Then came in the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord, to help us today to preach God's message. Lord, it's amazing how you orchestrate, Lord, the affairs of even insignificant men such as we.
Right.
And Lord, how you guide us. And Lord, even last Sunday, Lord, as you had Brother Josh, Lord, teach and preach in Sunday school. And you just fit things together. And again, you've done it today. And Lord, you don't have to do that. If you placed it upon our hearts to preach it, we would have done it with God's help, whether that had been worked out or not.
Right.
But Lord, I thank you, Lord, for how you brought all this together.
Right.
Pray, Lord, you'd speak to hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can be seated. We'll pick up our reading in verse number 10, if you'll follow along in your Bible. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man.
Buddy, thank God for Dan.
There was somebody that knew the interpretation, amen,
right,
of this thing. There is a man in thy kingdom. Buddy, I tell you what, you can preach right there. We need some men raised up in this day and hour.
That's right.
I mean, long before Joe Biden, Camelo, baby, go back there and sit with your mom. We're long for the day you can sit on the front right now, long time, amen. You'll be the biggest distraction ever was. Amen. Hallelujah. He's done gotten a recliner. He's about to just kick back and have a great time. Amen. Thank God for a man in the kingdom. Amen. And here's what made the difference. In whom is the spirit of the holy gods? Now, there was only one God, but, you know, this is a heathen queen talking here. Amen. And the Bible says, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers.
Mm.
And they have a lot of stock in that stuff, by the way, amen?
Right.
People still do.
Sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Hope you didn't check out your horoscope today and see what's going to happen to you. Amen?
Right.
Hallelujah. And there is some reality to that in the wicked, unspiritual men.
Right.
Amen. But I'm going to tell you, that's not what's gotten us today.
Right.
For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts that were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, now let Daniel be called and he will show the interpretation. She knew the reputation of Daniel.
Right.
She knew that, listen, he could reveal hard sentences. She knew that he was a revealer of deep dreams. She knew that he had God on. Does anybody, has anybody ever took notice that God was on you? Amen. That God was evident in your life. Amen. Right. She knew that. The Bible says, then, verse number 13, was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, art thou that Daniel which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king thy father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men and the astrologers have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. Now this was not an unfamiliar language to these people, amen, but God had hid it from them so Daniel could give the final verdict. And the Bible says, and I've heard of thee that thou canst make interpretation and dissolve doubts. You know, that's what God needs to do in your life. He needs to reveal some things to you and resolve all doubts in your mind that God has truly spoken to you. Amen. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and thou shalt be third ruler in the kingdom. I like Daniel's attitude here, amen. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, if the average preacher, amen, went up and Mr. Biden or Mr. Trump told them that they was going to be third ruler of the kingdom, they're going to make them the head honcho preacher, amen, they just jump right in line. They get them a suit of scarlet and everything else. But Daniel, amen, he wasn't going to accept that. He said, let thy gift speak to thyself and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled in fear before him. Whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride. You know, as many times I've read that, and I just got through reading Daniel chapter 5 just a couple, I guess last night. Maybe I read it again this morning. I never saw that the Bible says his mind was hardened in pride. Hardened in pride. That's what's wrong with a lot of people. Their mind has been set in the concrete of pride. His heart was lifted up, and his mind was hardened in pride. He was deposed from his kingly throne, and he took his glory from him. He was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belteshazzar, hast not humbled thy heart, though thou knewest all this.
I want to say something. There's been people here that have heard the preaching of the Word of God. You've heard it for years.
Right.
And you know all this. And if you go to hell, you're going to go to hell without any excuse.
Right.
This king, amen, ended up going to hell and knew the truth of how his father Nebuchadnezzar was humble before God.
Right.
And Nebuchadnezzar, after that time was over, he turned his eyes toward heaven and realized who the real God of heaven was.
Sir.
Belshazzar knew all this, but he would not accept it. But has lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, verse 23, and have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold and brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose way, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified.
Right.
Man was created for one purpose and one purpose only, and that was to bring glory
right
to God.
Sir, buddy.
And your life, unless you are wrapped up in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, your life does not bring glory to God.
Right.
Our lives do not bring glory to God unless they're wrapped up in Him.
Right.
And He said, you've known all this and you've not glorified Him. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation of things. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. A similar parallel passage would be what he said to the rich fool. Thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee.
Right.
What could be said from this pulpit this week during this meeting, this revival effort? What could be said this week that would change? There's nothing that could be said from this pulpit that would change your mind if God don't get in the arrangements. Not one thing.
Right.
But you've been foolish toward the things of God. And listen, it could be that this night, this day, this moment, this hour, that thy soul could be required of thee, just like Belshazzar. He said he's numbered your kingdom, he's finished it. Tekel, tekel, I guess there's a line over the word E, tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet. Seems like it has picked up their party. Daniel gives the interpretation. Daniel tells them, amen, what's going to happen. And they said, I'm with the party. Bring in the robe of scarlet. Bring in the necklace, amen. And clothe Daniel. Amen. Let's get on with the party.
Right.
Clothe Daniel with scarlet. Put a chain of gold about his neck. And made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And Darius, the Median, took the kingdom, being 62 years old. Weighed in the balances. Weighed in the balances
found wanting. Unless the Holy Spirit gets in the arrangements and the Comforter works in your life. Of course, the Comforter to sinners, amen, seems sometimes like a tormentor.
Right. Right.
And unless God gets in the arrangements, what more can be said to you that you are just trifling around with this thing about salvation? Everyone that is lost is weighed in the balances and found wanting. Now, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name. I know the reading's been long.
It's good.
Most people's not used to that during a service. And I know we're on high production and entertainment today.
Right.
I can't compete with the internet. I can't compete with television. There's no way. I know sometimes preaching about bores people.
Right.
Because, Lord, there's no way that I can keep up with the flashing scenes.
Right.
And, Lord, all the advertisements.
So.
Lord, if you could help us. We've had, I believe this pastor, I know he's already expressed, we've had a sweet service thus far.
Right.
If you could get in the arrangements and God deal with somebody's heart.
Right.
And we could go from here knowing that God has shook someone to the very core of their being, and maybe they'd even repent and turn to God. We'll sure be thankful, and we'll give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Verse number one, it seems to me that Belshazzar has a false security. I think today that sinners have a false security. Amen.
Right.
In the text that we just read, and I took the time to specifically read from Daniel chapter 5, and we heard from that in Sunday school, no accident today.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, friend, amen, in this context of what we read of Daniel chapter 5, Babylon, the empire, is crumbling. It's falling apart. Nabonidus, or Belshazzar's father, had been defeated in battle, leaving only the city of Babylon left to be conquered. And so the enemy is outside the gates. And what's going on, amen? The city is surrounded by the Persian armies. Yet, Belshazzar is not repenting.
Right.
Belshazzar's not confessing. Belshazzar has not humbled himself. Belshazzar is partying, amen.
Aye.
And most people, amen, have a false security in that death is coming to meet you. Death could be just a moment or a second away, and they have a false security about themselves. Do you realize it's a serious thing to fall into the hands of an angry God? Do you realize, amen, that listen, the world today is partying? Listen, friend, there may be a few people that are kind of upset about how all the events has transpired, but the world is in one gigantic party. They're not thinking about God. They're not thinking about eternity.
Right.
They're not thinking about heaven. They're not thinking about hell. It's one giant party that's going on today.
Sir.
A false security.
Sir.
Even the name Belshazzar, his name means may Baal protect the king. He had a false security, amen, because listen, even though his empire had crumbled all around him, amen, he had great thick walls in the city of Babylon. It stood alone, but there was great thick walls all around the city of Babylon. It was said that four chariots could be raced abreast upon the walls of Babylon. Can you imagine how thick those walls must have been for four chariots side by side by side could be raced around the walls of Babylon?
So he had trust, amen, in his protection. He didn't think that death was going to come his way. These great, outer walls were said to be 87 feet thick, 350 foot high, man. And listen, a water moat was between the two walls. Listen, and the city seemed very secure.
What about that?
Do you realize, Josiah, that you are just, you could be moments away from going out into eternity, lost without God? There could be people even in this room today that your heart could quit beating and anger is going to burst in your head and you could be dead before you hit the floor. But yet you cuddle yourself in your false security and all the walls that have been built around you, amen. They not only had these thick walls, but they had food that was stocked up for years. They could stand a siege, amen. And some of you have sat in the house of God, but listen, you've been besieged by the preaching of the Word of God. You've been besieged by the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Yet you've got, listen, stuff stocked up, and you think you're secure, but it is a false security.
Right.
Many walls have been put up by people. It was mentioned today during Sunday school. Religious walls. The Bible tells us that many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name did many wonderful works. But then I'll profess unto you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. People have religious walls. We live in a day and hour of the most wickedest day. All those sins that Brother Zach dealt with today, we live in a day and hour when we hadn't lived in the wickedest day, but the most religious day.
Right.
I preached last Sunday in a little church in West Virginia about the end times. And I took my text from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And all those people have a form of godliness.
Sure.
All the wicked people that he mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, the Bible says in verse 5, have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. I was brought up in a good Baptist household. I never knew what it was, Miss Amber, to ever miss church. I didn't miss anything. I didn't miss any services.
Right.
I mean, we went to the house of God. I mean, we went to special services. We went to missions conferences. We didn't miss anything. Listen, I wasn't a very good ball player, but I started on a lot of ball teams, amen. But listen, friend, when it was time for church and revival effort, amen, I wasn't out there starting on the ball team, amen. I was in the house of God. Revival night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival night, missions night, every time the house of God was open. Thank God for that. But listen, I make a profession, and I'm not saying that a sinner that repented toward God could not get saved. I'm not saying that. But I didn't get saved. My life didn't testify that I was born again, dear sister. But when God the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, even though I'd made professions at the ages of 9 and 10, when God the Holy Spirit grace spoke to my heart at the age of 19, He made the difference in my life.
Amen.
He made the difference. He changed my life. Hallelujah. Amen. And listen, He took down those religious walls that, listen, were surrounding me. Amen. And I got true salvation by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
There are many people that have these religious walls and they have material gain. I'm going to tell you, there's been a day and hour that we've lived in the last few years even that seemingly, people have been blessed with material gain.
Yeah.
Amen. If you use it for the glory of God, I have no problem with what you got. I hope God blesses you with a van, amen. God's blessed us with that van out there. It's several years old, hallelujah. Got a few miles on it, amen. Thank God for it, hallelujah. Right. And I hope God blesses you with a van. Blesses you with a gift. If you give the Lord's word, give to missions, I hope and God will prosper you. And it may not be financially, but God will prosper you and meet your needs.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. I'm going to tell you, we live in a day and hour, listen, where people have thought material gain is a wall that has been built up to them, amen. And just like I said in Luke chapter number 12, that man said, I don't have anywhere to bestow all my fruits and my goods. What am I going to do that? I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build greater barns, and I'll bestow my fruits and my goods there. And in that day, we take, for instance, amen, we think about barns above the ground. But from my studies, amen, a lot of their stuff was stored below the ground. Isn't that interesting, amen?
Yeah.
He was storing his stuff where he was going.
Yeah.
Amen. He was storing his stuff down below because that's where he's heading to, amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, friend, hey, God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose will those things be which thou hast provided? Amen.
That's right.
I've got relatives. I've got a nephew that I think of that I got to see yesterday. Seemingly he's got it all, but he don't have the Lord. And he's a pauper. He has nothing as far as spiritual.
That's right, preacher.
And if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, what shall men give in exchange for his soul?
Right.
You listen to me today?
Yes, sir.
Material gain. Amen. But I think of it as Brother Zach was dealing with it. The way things look, and from the outcome that looks like it's transpired. If God could get a hold of Mr. Trump's heart, he has been humbled.
Right.
He's a very proud
man. That's right.
He's a very arrogant man.
Right.
I thought he'd done some things good for America.
Sure.
If nothing else, I like to hear about America instead of all the other countries.
That's right.
I kind of like America myself. Hey, amen. Man. Yeah, sir, friend.
Hey, man.
Yeah, mate. I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. He has been humbled. I wish he would humble himself before the Lord
right.
And get right with God like Nebuchadnezzar
right.
Did. Amen. Material gain. God's been good to all of us, folks.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. Many of us have got good jobs. Listen, we may not have the best of the best, but we've got good enough.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, if you're not careful, material gain will be a wall that is built around you, and this will have a false security. The Bible tells us in James chapter number 4, go to now, ye that say, today and tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appear for a little time and then vanisheth away.
Right.
Our life's just like a vapor, friend.
Yes, sir.
False religion has become walls that have built up. Thick walls. Well, and you know, the average preacher of today says, well, everybody's sincere. We're all going to the same place. And we're all serving the same God. But that's a lie straight out of the pits of hell. Amen.
Right.
Because the Bible says there's a wide way. And listen, there's a narrow gate. Amen. And listen, many's going to go in that wide way. Few's going to find straight.
Right.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. False religion. You can even make profession in a Baptist church, amen. Live like hell and the devil, amen. And most people will think you're going to heaven. Amen. I'm not being mean. This is not even being recorded. I'm not trying to be mean. But I've seen people that claim to be saved, amen. And see them go through the grocery store with their wine coolers. Amen. You say you don't know their hearts. Amen. No. I know one that does know it.
Amen.
And I know one thing, amen. When you get saved by the grace of God, amen, God will get you off that old wine, amen, and get you on new dove. Amen. Amen. The Holy amen. Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's
yes,
right.
Amen.
Right.
A lot of people just got false religion, amen. They claim, listen, they've been talked into some profession. Listen, at some young age, amen. Didn't know a thing about what they've done. No change in their life, amen.
Right.
And listen, friend, they're still trodden the path of hell, and they're going to end up in hell.
That's right, preacher.
False security. Notice not only his false security, notice his fearless sin. In verses 2 through 4, he not only throws a big party, and he's got his wives there. Well, the queen seems like she comes in. She wasn't involved, at least at that time. She comes in and tells him about Daniel. But he certainly got all his concubines in there.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Hallelujah. He's got all his girlfriends in there, amen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into that. You know what's going on there. A bunch of filth.
Right.
Amen. And all the princes. Yeah. And all the rulers of the land. And listen, friend, they're having a big party, but that wasn't enough. The needs are outside the city. The city's about to fall. Right. And they're trusting in their walls. And they're trusting in their religion. And they're trusting their material gain. And they're trusting their false religion. But they said, bring in those golden vessels that come out of the temple of the Lord. And let's commit sacrilege. Let's really show who we are. Bring in those cups, those golden vessels.
Right.
Let's drink wine out of them. Intoxicating beverages out of them. Some liquor, some Jack Daniels, amen. Let's take some Blue Nun. Let's just have a drunken orgy, amen.
Right, preacher.
And use the golden vessels that were sanctified and dedicated to the Lord, amen.
Sir.
They drank wine in the vessels that were dedicated to God. Some of you sitting here, the preaching time after time. See, I'm going to say something. I'm not the Holy Spirit. I'm not the Holy Spirit. And I wouldn't dare to be the Holy Spirit. Now I say, I preach against every sin that comes to mind at any time.
Good.
And whenever God tells me, but I ain't the Holy Spirit, amen.
Right.
If you're not careful, amen, you'll try to convict people and the Holy Spirit don't convict people.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. I'm not the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. We live in a day and hour where people sit right in this little local Baptist church, a center block building that's dedicated and sanctified to the things of God.
Yes, sir.
And you sit here time after time, and you've not only got false security, you've committed fearless sins.
Sir. Right.
You shrugged it off, pushed it away.
Yes, sir.
Did despite to the Spirit of grace.
It's good, preacher.
Fearless sins. No, you ain't got the vessels, amen. If you took the Lord's table, you ain't got those vessels and put beer in them, amen. But you've had fearless sins, amen, in that you've not responded to God. You've not come at His call. You've not moved at His beckoning, amen. Fearless sins. Be a good point, amen, to preach to the saints of God. See, your body is the temple
right.
of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
If we're going to have a move of God around this week and have any more than just a revival effort and have God move in our hearts this week, we're going to have to let God have His will and way.
Amen.
They were drinking out of literal vessels. Now, this is a bottle here, a plastic bottle. It's your uncle's company, I think.
Good plastic.
Okay? Yeah, it's probably plants. We're saving the earth and everything. I'm not making fun, amen. Listen, friend, this is a vessel. they were drinking, you know, drinking some beer out of the vessel.
Right, preacher.
Out of the temple. Amen. You said they didn't have beer, amen. Well, I'm preaching to you, not to Belshazzar.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But listen, if you're saved by the grace of God, listen to me. You're saved, Brother Zach. Sister, we're the vessels. Our body is the temple, Sister Amber, of the Holy Ghost. We need to be very careful what we do with the vessel. We can desecrate the vessel by doing a lot of things that are displeasing to the Lord. What? Paul said, what? Don't you know? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have in you, and you're not your own. Why are we? I remember hearing Brother Allen say it over and over again. You're too young to remember it. But he'd say, the Bible said, if we're not our own, then why are we acting like we're our own?
Right.
Amen?
Sir.
If we're going to have revival, we're going to have to realize we're not our own. We can't do what we want. Well, I'll do what I want. You can't do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to do what the Bible says. What the Word of God says. What the Spirit of God says.
Right.
If you're going to see God move, why didn't you get much out of that meeting, man? What did you do? What God told you to do? If this, if you do what God tells you to do, amen, you'll probably find yourself on the altar.
Right.
You'll probably find yourself repenting.
Sir.
You'll probably find yourself getting all kinds of things that are desecrating your vessel, amen.
Right,
and God will move in your heart, amen.
That's good.
Man, I can't make you do that. Amen. But it is a serious matter.
Sure.
Very serious matter. The Bible talks about, again, about the vessel. Look at it this afternoon when you get home. You'll have time. The Bible says if you defile that temple, him will God destroy. Well, what's that mean? God's able to take you home, amen, take you to an early grave when you defile that vessel. A lot of times we dealt with smoking about that. I'm not making fun of that. I believe that is defiling the vessel.
Right.
But there's a lot of ways you can defile your vessel. And the Bible says, him will God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Right.
Look at that sometime this evening, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. He drank wine in the vessels that were dedicated to God. And many times, you know, I was reading through Daniel there, and Daniel said, I purpose in my heart, I'm not going to defile myself. The portion of the king's meat or the wine which he drank. Many times, it wasn't just it was alcohol. A lot of times, they take this wine and these meats and they would offer it up to idols. They would do that. That's why Daniel said, no, thank you. I'm not going to take your portion of the meat. I'm not going to take your wine. They would offer it up to idols, amen. And here, listen, friend, then they poured that in the vessels of God.
Right.
And God was very displeased, amen.
Sir.
I'm going to tell you one thing. You that are saved, come on now, I'm letting the pressure off so many sinners right now. I'm talking to you that are saved.
Right.
The vessels of God are very important.
Right.
The dwelling place of God. You're the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. It's very important. What we put in these vessels, what comes in the ear gate, what comes in the eye gate, amen.
Sir.
This morning we was able to turn on some good music. Amen. Well, you say, well, I just can't find no good music. Amen. You can find it if you want to.
Right.
There are some stations, amen, even with the internet, amen, that play 24/7. They got plenty of music, amen. And you won't have to be satiated with the Gators. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, I know I can't dance. I ain't danced in, well, I don't know if I really ever danced. Amen. I tried to, amen, at the middle school prom one time, amen. So that was my only practice, amen. I know you laugh at me, man, I can't dance. But you won't be sashaying with the Gaither vocal band, amen. Hallelujah. How about Blew a Fuse here not long ago, amen? They wanted to sing one of their songs or something. Somebody wanted to sing, and I about went off.
Yeah.
Amen. He's talking about breaking the chains. Amen. He's the chain. If you got to, he can break them. You know, I said, what in the world's went on? Amen. I mean, all I could see was red. That's all I could see. I mean, I'm just talking about you. I was mad.
Right.
I was mad God had been offended.
Right, preacher.
I said, that ain't happening, amen.
It's good.
You can say what you want to, amen. There's some things we're not going to do.
Amen.
You can find some good music, amen. Listen, going in ear gate and eye gate.
Yeah.
What you participate, these hands.
Right.
Listen, little girls, what your hands participate. One day when you get saved by the grace of God, that's important what you do with your vessel.
Yes, sir.
Man, if God would get a hold of some of you little girls' heart, listen to me. Listen to Brother Zach's girl. God would get a hold of some of your heart, and you realize you're not your own.
Right.
Then you won't let some dirty old boy put his hands all over you.
Hey, man. Hey,
man. Zach, right, young lady.
That's right.
Hey, man. It would be totally impossible for you to commit physical fornication, amen, if you obey what it said there in Corinthians.
Sir.
It's good for a man not to touch a woman.
Amen.
Why everybody know how he kisses? Amen. Listen, friend, I wasn't disappointed. Amen. Are you listening to me? I was about 31 years old when I got married, and I have not been disappointed.
Man, it's good.
But me and her and I have no practice.
Good.
Okay, somebody said, well, whatever, amen.
It's good, preacher.
Keep your vessel right, amen. Keep your vessel right, amen. Hands off, amen. Say, I'm not going to defile myself, amen. Be like Joseph, amen. No, no, no. How can I do this and sin against God?
It's good, preacher.
Amen.
Amen. I like it.
You may lose your overcoat, amen, but you don't have to lose your purity.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. She was determined she was going to get old Joseph, amen.
Right.
But she grabbed a hold of him, amen, and he just, amen.
Lord of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He ran, amen.
Right, preacher.
That's right.
I like that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I needed that off anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not picking up your trash, Brother Zach. I said this mess is going to be as long as what I read. I'm not picking up your trash.
You're okay, brother.
Who's blaming on Brother Zach? I'm finishing up. Notice this. Belshazzar would not humble his heart, even though he knew what happened to Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather.
Yes, sir.
He would not humble his heart. He knew that Nebuchadnezzar was out there like a beast. He literally lost his mind. I'm not going to go into what you study about all day, amen. But he literally lost his mind. God humbled him so he got out there like a beast.
Yes, sir.
And grace. And Belshazzar knew about all that. He knew that Nebuchadnezzar finally lifted his eyes to heaven and said, there's only one true God.
Right.
He knew all that. But he would not humble himself. He lifted himself up against God and did not glorify him. Verse number 23, we read it. And this is one of the same sins that's committed by people in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, listen at it. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were fear the sin. Notice his final sentence. There's fingers of a man's hand. It was the very hand of God that appears during this drunken party where they're drinking wine out of the vessels of God, and the hand of God shows up against the right on the wall. Plastic.
Oh boy.
You talk about sobering a man up. Seen a hand come out of nowhere, amen. He wasn't drunk. He wasn't seeing things, amen. I believe he got sobered up. The Bible says his knees began to uncontrollably knock together.
Right.
And Belshazzar, he promises great riches to the one that reads the writing. The wise men, they couldn't interpret it. God had hid it from them. So the queen informs Belshazzar of Daniel in verses 10 through 12. And we notice in verse 16 and 17, notice what it says. He said, I've heard of thee, that thou can't make an interpretation, dissolve doubts. Now if thou can't read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, he said, then I'll give you all these gifts. And again, Daniel answered and said, verse 17, let thy gifts be to thyself. And that's what... But David, but Zach, may God help us to be that kind of preacher.
Right.
It's untelling the days ahead if Jesus don't come back soon what kind of sellouts we're going to have.
It's amazing.
What rewards are going to be offered.
Yes, sir.
If we'll give up and give in. And Daniel said, let thy rewards be to thyself.
Sir.
I'm not going to tell you, but I will give you the interpretation. And then notice verse 25. This is the writing that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, epharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God had numbered thy kingdom and finished it. You look up here. I don't know when the hands of time tick and it'll be over for you, but it could be over for some of you real soon. And he said, Belshazzar, God's numbered and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed, verse 27, in the balances and found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided, give to the Medes and the Persians.
It's good.
We're not promised another day.
It's good, preacher.
Boast not thyself of the morrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. He that being often reproved. What could be said? There's a need for a revival meeting. That's why your pastors had a desire or succumb laborers and evangelists with this church, with this pastor. I'm not demeaning it in any way, but what more can be said to some of you?
Right.
To get you to wake up to see your need for the Lord Jesus. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy. You're weighed in the balance, and you're found wanting. It doesn't matter what religious activities that you've done. It doesn't matter what professions you have. If the other side doesn't have Jesus, you're found wanting.
Sir.
When you're weighed out, you have a great lack, a great need. And when you're way out in eternity, you say, well, Brother Rose, my good probably outweighs my bad. If you're not saved, we're always an unclean thing. And all our righteousnesses,
sir,
are as filthy rags in the sight of God. And when you get to judgment day, like the brother talked about, you're going to be found wanting of everything you needed have eternal, everlasting life. Weigh in the balances and found wanting.
place open. We're going to sing, if you can, 251. Almost Persuaded.